Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues. Folks, I do want to let you know that we have a new film. American Family Studios has a new film out. The title of it is In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. I say we have a new film out. It will be released here a little bit later in the year. But you can get a sneak peek at this film, a special pre-show event this Saturday. That is August 1st. It is a free online event, and this sneak peek will have some of the impactful moments from the film, a behind-the-scenes look at the making of what will be a controversial film. Anytime you deal with the transgender issue and issues of sexual orientation, you know it is going to be controversial. And also a special word from yours, well, his truly, AFA President Tim Wildman. If you want to register for this, again, free, exciting pre-show event, visit this website. Okay, get a pen and paper out. This is, I'm going to give you, it's not all that difficult to remember, but here it is. In His Image, that's the name of the film, inhisimage.movie, inhisimage.movie. And again, this is produced by American Family Studios. There is nothing else out there like this film. It is eye-opening, so well done, and it presents a Christian biblical view of gender and sexuality and pulls no punches when it comes to what's happening.
It tells the story of about four, I think.
Yes, four testimonies.
Four testimonies of people who were changed their sex, tried to change their sex, did the whole, conversion.
Well, they had the surgeries and
Those kinds of things. Where they the Caitlyn Jenner type,
right?
Approach. We know that's Bruce Jenner, but these are, so it tells those stories of these folks, and they tell the stories in their own words about what they went through, what they thought, what they experienced, why they did what they did, and then it tells the story of how they gave their life to Jesus Christ,
right?
Surrendered their life to Jesus Christ, and it changed everything, and they reverted back to who God created them to be biologically, right, in the first place. So these are wonderful, powerful testimonies. There's nothing in this film, In His Image. You need to watch this, folks, because there's so much confusion out there. But there's nothing in this film that makes fun of these folks,
right,
or mocks the whole thing. It's taken very seriously, but it lets the people explain how Christ changed their lives.
And there's other voices,
other voices.
People interviewed.
Yeah,
there's science in this. There's are pastors.
I'm just saying. It's the most compassionate way you can handle this issue, staying true to the Bible. All right, staying true to the Bible. If you're going to be called a hater because you believe what the Bible says about human sexuality, then we're forever going to be called a hate group by outside groups. So again, what we're offering, we're going to take this thing all over the country and national television. We're going to just try to impact millions of lives with this film. It's one of the best things we've ever done here at AFA. Again, what you're offering is what, Ed?
This is a special pre-show event on Saturday, this Saturday, August 1st. It is a free online event. It is a sneak peek of the film, which will be released later on in the year, and we'll be pushing it heavily after the first of the year. But to register for the pre-show event, you go to this website, inhisimage.movie, inhisimage.movie. You know, like some websites will be .com, this is .movie, inhisimage.movie, and you'll be able to watch this. You register for it, you get further instructions, and that is the pre-show event for In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality.
You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Steve Jordahl joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, and welcome to Prairie Home Companion Radio Studios. That was a joke.
Yes. At least there was something funny about
that.
Are you
in Tallahassee?
I am not. I think I'm in Charlotte. No, I don't know where I am.
No. I didn't get the joke. Explain it to me.
Well, I was doing Joe Biden.
Prairie Home Companion?
That's the Garrison Keillor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing a Joe Biden. I was just mocking, or I shouldn't be mocking him, but yes. Ed, would you explain to Tim what I just said?
I got to be honest, Steve, I love you, but I'm not quite sure what the joke was either.
Well, Jan Markell, he is from Minnesota. Maybe there's a connection
didn't
there.
Didn't we just play Joe right. Biden saying he didn't know where he was when he started
the
speech?
Oh, okay, I see. All right. Okay.
And then he said it was
a
joke? We
need to move the election day.
Yeah. Question mark. Oh, my goodness. Ray, Tim, and Ed here. Steve is with us. By the way, if you want to check us out on the internet, go to YouTube or Facebook and type in Today's Issues. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. All right, Steve, what do you got?
Yesterday on the Hill, we had four of the richest men in America sitting in front of Congress. And,
richest men in the world.
Richest men in the world,
they're
for
lords
sure.
of the universe.
They are. They are the CEOs of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, of Apple, Tim Cook, and of Alphabet, the parent company of Google, Sundar Pichai, and they were answering questions.
What's his name, Steve?
Sundar Pichai.
What's his name, Steve?
Sundar Pichai. Okay. Sundar Pichai.
I had some of that once at a Thai restaurant.
Thai restaurant?
Yeah.
I think you just misappropriated something. I don't know what exactly there. Or is it appropriate?
We're not sure.
I don't know.
Cultural appropriation.
I'm lost.
We're not sure.
Found by Jesus, but I'm lost.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, they were discussing antitrust and censoring issues. The Democrats were kind of on them because they're so big and they want to break them up. Conservatives upset because they are censoring conservatives. I wanted to play you just a little. I know that Fred mentioned this, the human rights attorney that was talking to the Knesset in Israel, and they nailed this guy, this human rights attorney named Arsen Ostrovsky, nailed a Twitter spokesperson. I don't have her name, but she was talking to the Knesset, and they had a pointed question for her, and I want you to hear the answer. This is cut six.
I have a simple question. You have recently started flagging the tweets of President Trump. Why have you not flagged the tweets of Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei, who has literally called for the genocide of Israel and the Jewish people?
Direct interactions with fellow public figures, comments on political issues of the day, or foreign policy saber-rattling on military economic issues are generally not in violation of our
federal rules. Calling for genocide is okay, but commenting
however,
on politics is not, just so we understand. I just want to fine-tune the question. Calling for genocide on Twitter is okay, but commenting on political situations in certain countries is not okay?
We decided to keep it up, place it behind a notice, put the label on it, as you might say, to limit the interaction with it, because it is of importance to have it remain so that the citizens can see what their political figures are commenting and hold them accountable for what they're saying online.
Hold on just a minute. Let me get this straight. Steve, this is in Israel.
This is in Israel.
This is the Knesset, which is the equivalent of our Congress.
Yes.
This is a hearing.
Yes.
This is a Twitter representative.
Yes.
And this is a government representative.
Yes.
Questioning her.
Two of them. Yeah.
Two of them. That, and they're saying, what about the Iranian Ayatollah threatening to wipe Israel off the face of the earth?
Yep.
Basically.
Yeah.
Huh? They're the chain dog of the great Satan.
Well, they've called for the elimination.
Genocide before. Genocide against Jews in Israel.
Right.
And they're trying to get it straight from Twitter. Okay, you're going to take down President Trump's tweets, but allow the Ayatollah to keep tweeting? And they're trying to get an answer for her about these, an explanation for that. And she just filibusters.
The first answer.
Unless there's something we didn't hear.
No, that was basically it. The first. She didn't address the question head on, as a good spokesman would probably not want to do, because it really traps you. But the first answer was in regard to world leaders, the Iranian regime. They say if it's a discussion about saber rattling or some international issue, we don't censor it. The second issue, where he said we put it behind a barrier, you have to go through so we can limit its spread, and so that people can see what their leaders are saying and hold them responsible is in regard to Trump's
in Iran.
Tweet. No, that's No. Right. That was in regard to President Trump's tweet.
Oh.
They want to hold Trump responsible, and they want to limit his reach, but they don't care about the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah, I thought that was a general policy that they have. This is why we do allow some things like the Ayatollah Khomeini to remain. We put it behind a whatever she's talking
there
about.
There was no whatever with Khomeini. He was allowed to.
Yeah, she wasn't even saying that, was she?
Khomeini is allowed to say whatever he wants without any interference from.
All right.
It was only Trump that got the interference.
Okay, Ray, why is that? Just take a guess.
Because they are such left-wing hypocrites.
Oh, Ray, that's so hateful, Ray.
But why is Twitter? Why is Twitter
true.
Okay with anti-Semitism? and they want to stop and they want to stop conservatives and Trump from tweeting certain things.
It doesn't fit into their agenda at all. Khomeini could say anything. He could say anything, and they wouldn't censor
because
him.
Trump's worse than him.
You think that's what they believe?
Yeah. Excuse me, I shouldn't be talking like that. Pardon me. I was expecting y'all to say it. A more lengthy and wise statement, which I'm sure you could have, but I had to inject my opinion here. I think that the left-wing social media giants are politically driven here in the USA. So they think President Trump has a more negative impact on the world and on our country than does the Ayatollah Khomeini, for all practical purposes. They wouldn't defend the Ayatollah Khomeini, except they would say that's he doesn't have the impact that Trump has, and Trump is a danger to the world and to the world. And so we have to defeat Trump. So if it means we have to have double standards exposed, then we'll just take it, and we'll have one of our representatives just try to run out the clock on a question and not even answer it, really. So I do think they think Trump's the worst thing in the world.
Now, that's a good angle, too, about the fact that he's occupying the most powerful office in the world. So that probably in their mind, they are justifying what they're doing because he poses a greater danger because of his office and the power of the United States.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not agreeing with that. I'm just saying trying to get in their minds and hopefully get out again after getting in, but figuring out what they're thinking. Because how do you miss, like Ray's talking about, how do you miss the hypocrisy of these people if you're them?
Go ahead, Steve.
We talked yesterday about the hearing with Bill Barr and how rude the Democrats were in interrupting him and letting him go. This hearing yesterday with the CEOs was not without its fireworks. This is Jim Jordan objecting to a description of his concerns by Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal from Washington. Listen to what she says, listen to his answer, and then listen to the House erupt when he pushes back. This is cut four.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like to redirect your attention to antitrust law rather than fringe conspiracy theories. Mr. Bezos, our investigation...
Mr. Chairman, we have the email. There is no fringe...
Excuse me, it's not your time.
Jordan, you do not have the time. Please be respectful of your colleague.
Someone directly,
she controls
directly,
the time.
Directly.
Put your mask on. Put your mask on.
Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Raskin.
Mr. Jordan.
You want to talk about masks.
Mr. Jordan, Ms. Scanlon.
Why would the Deputy Secretary of Treasury unmask Michael Flynn's name, Mr.
Scanlon.
Raskin? And what I want to know is,
Scanlon,
when someone comes after my motives for asking questions, I get a chance to respond.
The gentlelady is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That was Scanlon, not Jayapal. Yes.
Well, listen, I will say this. I love Jim Jordan, okay? He is a champion. But you're supposed to follow the rules in terms of talking. Otherwise, you get that. So I think he should have waited till it was his turn and responded to the slanderous statement. That's my opinion. Ray, what do you think? You agree with me, don't you?
It would be inappropriate to tell that. Wouldn't it be inappropriate? Well, maybe you could ask Jerry Nadler, you want to take it outside.
Right.
Jim Jordan looks like he's in shape.
He's a and wrestler. Jerry, he's a college wrestler.
And Jerry Nadler,
Jerry
not,
Nadler
so much.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Put your mask on. You know, I agree with you. I love Jim Jordan. He's wonderful, but you got to have, you got to go by the rules of debate and discussion, or you lose all control. And, you know, and there's no point having a hearing.
But I do like asking Adler to step outside. Come on, let's settle it the New York way.
Yeah,
Jerry.
Jerry. All right. So, but that was the fireworks that exploded. Well, it is a natural. When somebody accuses you of something terrible and conspiracy theories, and you just presented evidence, you know what I'm saying, of media of a bias that exists against conservatives, you just presented the evidence and you're called conspiracy. You have a immediate visceral reaction to that, I guess, and that's right. Jim Jordan was talking about. All right, Steve.
The hydroxychloroquine is in the news again today for two reasons. There's a Yale
Ban him.
What's that? Ban
he him? Mentioned the word?
Ban, yes. Cut Steve off.
Cancel
right
him.
Now.
Cancel
you. Cancel. Not to be heard from. Are you? Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Dr. Harvey Risch is a Yale epidemiologist, and he is saying that Anthony Fauci of the president's coronavirus team is waging a war against hydroxychloroquine by downplaying its successes and pushing its failures, or supposed failures. Now, we found out yesterday that Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. He says he is, and his doctors have agreed to take the hydroxychloroquine regimen. It will be very interesting to see what they have to say when and if he is cured or healed from this, how they downplay hydroxychloroquine in that case.
You know, I was just reading an article on Fox that this is coming out of Ohio. The Ohio Board of Pharmacy, I guess this is this
week,
that.
Yeah.
Banned medical facilities from selling or dispensing malaria drugs, hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine.
Oh, that's going on all across
to
the
treat or prevent COVID-19. The rule goes into effect today.
I had a friend who has a son who's a pharmacist in Memphis, and they said, Tennessee's now said you can't fill this order if you're a pharmacist. I don't know if that means doctors in the. I need to find out.
Tell our listeners what you said. I thought you made a really good point this morning about the average drug ad.
Okay, here's the deal. This is why it proves this is completely and totally political. This is the Democrats and the liberal media and the progressives and the social media giants trying to affect the election. They don't want anything that makes President Trump look good or reasonable as it relates to the COVID or anything else for that matter. Now, every drug I've ever seen, we make fun of advertisements on TV of drugs, and they say what the benefits are for about 10 seconds, and then the other 50 seconds of the 60-second ad is spent giving you disclaimers telling you why this drug could kill you.
Right.
Huh? We all laugh at that, but isn't that true?
That is what's called adverse drug reactions.
Okay.
And they have to warn you so that if you take it and something happens, you've been warned.
Okay. So that's just a way of life for us here in America. We all understand that. And you know what you do? You consult with your doctor, or you consider it as an adult, the benefits and the potential for adverse effects of whatever drug it is that you're going to take, whatever ailment you have. We all know this. So, I don't understand a drug that's been around 60 years and it treats people for lupus who take this on a daily basis, that's anti-malaria. Lots of doctors, including the lady the other day at the Supreme Court, have said we've been treating our COVID patients with this and other things to go along with it, and have had wonderful results. Now, are there also studies that show this may cause a heart problem? I don't know what you call it.
Arrhythmia.
Arrhythmia, that kind of thing. Yes, there are. So there is a potential downside to taking, what do you call it, Ed?
Hydroxychloroquine.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a potential downside. But my point is, like I said earlier, there's a potential downside for any drug you take. That doesn't mean we stop people from talking about it.
Right.
That doesn't mean we tell doctors you can't even discuss it publicly. And furthermore, I've known doctors who believe in quackery. Basically, they'll tell you, hey, if you got cancer and this and that doesn't work, you need to go down to Tijuana.
Right.
And try what they're doing down there because it's not allowed. You're not allowed to try that in the USA. Now, I need to take that back. I don't personally know a doctor who said that. I've just seen a lot of news stories
right.
on that. I'm just saying that. But I would say that's between, isn't this what the liberals always say classically? It's between you and your doctor. On abortion, isn't that what they tell
you? My body, my choice.
That's what they say every day, right?
Right.
My body, that's between you, her and her doctor. Remember that when we talk about dismembering
right.
unborn babies? That's what the liberals always tell us. Now they tell us, no, it's not. It's not between you and your doctor. We're going to shut down even discussion of this by removing the video. So I just think that has to be because there's something to the success of this drug and this treatment that the doctors that these doctors at the Supreme Court were recommending. And so if we see success with that, at least some, why wouldn't you be happy that some people are living because
right.
of this? Why wouldn't the liberal media celebrate that? Why wouldn't the Democrats celebrate that? Why wouldn't Dr. Fauci celebrate that?
That makes Trump look good.
Okay, all right then. Why wouldn't Dr. Fauci say, you know what? All I can tell you is what I believe the science teaches. But, you know, if there are other doctors trying different things because it's a novel virus and we
right.
don't exactly know everything yet, and they're finding success, more power to them.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what my belief is based on the science I know, but I'm not going to discredit everything people are trying.
And I'm not going to make a decision that affects everybody else
right.
on this because I could be wrong.
Right. I would just say, why don't you go talk to the patients of the doctor who made this claim? Why don't you go do that and see if you find
right.
out that what she said, in fact, is true? No. Shut down the message. This is America. Shut down the discussion. And the people who are against this are saying yes because it might cause a heart problem.
Right.
It's like, what's the guy on Fox News freaked out? Neil Cavuto. President's talking about this. And the president, he doesn't pretend to play a doctor. He just says, I've heard good things about it.
Right.
I'm going to take it. People are saying it helps. We'll see. That kind of thing. Then they say, no, he said take it and people will die because of it.
Right.
And that's just complete and utter nonsense. He didn't say anything of the sort.
Right.
So it's all, this is all to hurt President Trump in November. So you don't want to have anything that reflects positively on him, make him seem like he's telling people to take this as a cure-all. That's my.
That was an excellent rant. Excellent rant. Though.
Thank you. I
Made
probably
a lot
need
of
to
sense.
Take some kind of drug right there since I spent 5 minutes.
By the way, I do want to say that the ladies, some of the ladies on our Facebook page, have a real problem when you eat popcorn and wipe your hands on your shirt. And they're saying that's because he doesn't wash his own shirts. You're staining the shirt.
I'm trying to avoid the coronavirus. I know my shirt is clean.
Right.
Yeah. It was washed at my house.
And there's a medical reason.
There is a medical reason.
I've traced it. Granted, I didn't hang it up. My wife did. But
right.
other than that, it's been on me.
I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Steve.
My privilege.
Enjoy your day on the prairie.
Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow, folks, with Trivia Friday.